He doesn't belong to anything else. So in other words, he's telling the Balchei, you want, you take Zibuyas. Otherwise, I'll restore the son of Zibuyas to my Meichel. So because of that, you can force him to take Zibuyas. So that's contrary to Teis Veshitei Molokan. So Teis Veshitei Mitzubes is contrary to Teis Veshitei Molokan. In other words, it's not by way of a forced settlement. Because there couldn't be a forced settlement in respect of Balchei. So, the whole problem is Yohei. You saw Kilamin in Yohei. Who are being Balchei? What's the problem? Am I giving the veins? That will be music for them. Now, people. Nizokin didn't attain a bigness for Yohei. The Rashi furiously shown Davke Nizokin for them. But Teis Veshitei Mitzubes is not like Rashi in Balakam. Teis Veshitei Mitzubes is like Rashi in Balakam. But Teis Veshitei Mitzubes is unlike Rashi in Balakam. So then the Machlokes and Yevado Gesheinim, the Rosh, Yevado Gesheinim, many Gesheinim, who are Chilik and Rashi in Teis Veshitei Mitzubes. Alright. Now let's see the Mishnah. Mishol Achum Yisayam. ביום דו דרך סודאיו עד בני מלאי לכלי בקצורו וחכון מי מניק נולי דרך בימי המונו או יבחר ביעבי. So somebody went to Nisayam and there was, so let's say he's the king, he had the sodaiyo, and then there were four sodas surrounding this soda. This soda. This is the plea. So the plea had this soda. This soda. And there are four sodas that surround the soda of me. So he had the right away to his soda. But no one remembers whether the right away was to this soda, this soda, to this soda, for this soda. He had the right of way. But since they went to Minasayam, he went to Minasayam, so Mimeli doesn't remember. A number of years have passed. So he doesn't know for which Sode he had the right of way, the right of passage. Now he wants to be able to go to Sode. And then all the Chitzeni, they say to him, so Abni says, Yirachoy Bitzor. In other words, the Pnimi can say to the Chitzeini, what difference does it make whether the right of way is with this Sode, or with this Sode, with this Sode, with this Sode. I have the right of way. All we can demand is that I should use the shortest shortcut. That's all. But I certainly have a vested right to pass through your Sodes. But you can demand that instead of using a very long shortcut, so I should use a relatively short shortcut. But you cannot deprive me of the right to pass through because I have that right. I just don't remember who he saw it is. This is what Admi says. And what Admi says seems to be the common sense. Admi in Malay, say you can tell him, you want to have a right? It's our property. You want to have a right? You pay us 10,000 zoos. If you don't want to pay us 10,000 zoos, so then you fly above there, take an airplane and land into the sun. Alright. My time, Rabbanon. Shabbat Kamar Admin, I mean what Admin says is a double portion. He has a vested right, how can they deprive him of that right? Amar Admin Amar Ab, Kishin Kipu Abob Niyodom Abob Rechizeo. That the Machleik is between Admin and the Chachomim as reference to the case where four different individuals, so surrounding Kubin is the Pnim, and then here is Shimon, here is Levi, here is Yehuda, here is Yisachar. Kubin wants to pass through. So when he argues with with Shimon. So Shimon says to Rubei, how do I know that your best light originally was in my Sodek? Maybe it was in one of the other three Sodeks. So it's a double Hashut that the Chachomim are right. So Omar Mekudesh Yidupu Abba Meod Amar Abba 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 Yochem Atan Labi. So what's this war about it? Vomar Abba Abba Yosem Kiyach Abba Abba Yosem Kiyach Ad Kulal Mekudike Vimotze Mitrel. If let's say originally the force of Yisach Yitzayim, so were owned by four different individuals, and then these four individuals sold it to four other individuals, then because the one who owns this field does not own this field. So the male the Chitzeni Rubin cannot say to one, you let me go through your study. Why? Because it's a relatively short shortcut through your study. But maybe you didn't have a right of way in my study. Why should I let you? I don't want to be generous. So keep originally it was owned by four different individuals. So this was owned by Shimon, this was owned by Levi, this by Yehuda, this by Yisrael. Then each one of these sold his sode, his particular sode, to Zvul. So Zvul now got Shimon sode, Levi sode, Yehuda sode, Yisrael sode. Now title to all the four sodes is vested in Zvul. So Chad Ose Mikeh Habo. Admin Sova, and then Ruben was the Messiah. He doesn't remember in which Sode it was. So Admin Sova Mikol Mokim Darkis Lagaboch. He says, what Admin says superficially, it appears what Admin says is very mistaken. It's a double portion. That's how it appears superficially. So in other words, so Ruben the Pnimi can say, I was in Australia for a number of years, but now I'm back. I have to go to reach my Sode. So what difference does it make whether it was originally here or this Sode? You own all the Sodes. So my money if Jeh, I have the right of way. So we call Mokim Dao Ki Yisrael Gaboch. So Zvun can force, Shkubin can force Zvun to give him right of way, but Zvun can say, you don't choose the longest way to get to your Sode, but the shortest. So here again we have an example of Shasis. So Rabbonin say that Zvulun can say to Ruben, If you keep quiet, fine. If you don't keep quiet, you know what I'll do. I will restore back all the shtars. I have one star. Zvun has one star. From Shimon, one from Levi, one from Yude, one from Yisochar. He'll return. He has the alternative. It's beyond it. To restore back all the sodis to the original owners, and then you will have to argue with four different owners. And of course, then when you argue with Shimon, Shimon will tell you, how do I know that you like the way is my sodi? And Levi will tell you the same thing. So I stand in their shoes. I stand in their shoes, and I have the same one. Now, after learning the Gemara in Bamakande. So we see there is a halacha of Shasis. There is a halacha of Shasis. There is a machlekes to Tesis in Murakame and Tesis in Subes as to whether that right of Shasis, as to whether the halacha of Shasis that is mentioned in Murakame is one type of Shasis, or in Murakame the Gemara discusses two types of Shasis. One type of Shasis is based upon the other type of Shaskes is based upon the concept of the forced shore, the forced settlement, and it's just a course of tzedek tzedek dealing. But there is certainly one type of ishaskes certainly applies according to Olmsted. In other words, if it's not mafkia kech, if by if on the basis of ishaskes, so we say that rekeach acquires the vested rights that he's meche or mochri at one time possessed. So then we certainly can say ishaskes without recourse to a settlement, without recourse to offering a consideration, an inducement, a benefit. Now in this case, here it's analogous to the case of Ksuvas Ishov. It's not analogous to the case of Nizek. It's analogous to the case. It's not analogous to the case of Nizek. It's analogous to the case of Ksuvas Ishov. Because here we don't have to resort to the concept of before settlement. Rashi does mention here the idea of before settlement. So all the machine is the Kashi against Rashi. Yes, so Rashi requires an explanation. But let's forget what Rashi says without Rashi. So here, originally, the Mochrim of Zvulun, each one of the Mochrim, there are four Mochrim of Zvulun. Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisochar. So the Mochrim of Zvulun, originally, suppose, you see, the Pnimi, Rubei, was in Australia for 6 years. And by the time he came back from Australia, so all the Sodis Chitzeni belong already to Zvulun. But suppose he would then come back after 5 years, after a 5 year stay of Australia in Australia, so then Zvulun wouldn't have title to all these four Sodis. Then he would have to cope with four different owners. So then, what would be his right? None at all. Each one of the adjoining owners would be able to be matrim. How do I know? You want a right of way without paying for it? How do I know? So in Melee, he would be able to say, maybe your right of way is not a sodi. Right or something. But now he himself cannot say it because he has title to all the sodi. But Mamo Harisha Lisheni calls Khus Shetobel Yode. Mamo Harisha Lisheni calls Khus Shetobel Yode. So the Rikeach should acquire all the rights that he's Mochrime. All the rights that he's Mochrime. So Mimele, the Mochrim could be Matre, the Pnimi. So Zvulun, the Rikeach, from Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisochar, should also have the same right of being matre. This is what the Rabbonim said. The Rabbonim said, "Ishaske, Yiloi, Madar Mishtol Mimorai, Mimimotzis Mishtayi, Kine Badai." Now let's see what is it said. The Rabbonim said, "Oh, but Rashi says something very strange. He says, Ishaske, Neizel Kavoch, Kishetik Nehaderach Mimen." So even according to the Rabbonon, so it sounds like a forced settlement. Ishas, in other words, don't be stubborn and capricious. You have to be practical, because we are in a position to make it harder. But how is it? How are they in a position to make it harder for you? In other words, they will restore back all the stories to the form of three, then he will not be able to force them to give right away. So the melee, so he's offering them an inducement. What's the inducement? What's the consideration? The special benefit that he is ready to give him. In other words, he will go down on the price. Some go down on the price, the Rosh says. There are mere money. 10,000 zoos. 10,000 zoos. In other words, money is 100. Mere money is 100 times 100. 10,000 zoos. So that's going down. So the Rosh asks, mere money, 10,000 zoos for right of way in Sode is going down on the price. We see that one, Bisman Chazal, one who had Mosayim zoos, so it's considered a loss. Hashem explained by Mashiach, because in that context, in those days, if somebody had the same Jews, he could buy a car and he could make a living. The prices of real estate was not the way it is now. So imagine what 10,000 Jews is. So that's going down. But according to Rashi, we have to. So that's the kasha by the Rosh against Rashi. But according to Rashi, we have to say sometimes in the right way. I mean, it all depends upon the value of real estate. So we can imagine, I mean, such a situation that the right way is more than 10,000 Jews, the right way. So he's going down. But this is how Rashi explained it. So that's Rabbanu Sadri, Tzayis is Tzayis, Madam Shalman, Abu Hobi Motsulimena, we had the Osiri Kiachar, Mazbinum and Labo, who was going to stay by day. So Yochla, he had been out in the Hosi. Who you became him Shabon Yod, or you're all in a cave. In other words, why does the Bore fly the Machwekis between Abdul and the Chachon in regard to the caves? Or in regard to the caves? Of Chados and Kiachabo, why couldn't the Gemara apply the Machlekes to the case of Chados and Kiachab? But it's still the other to sell it to four. The answer is there is no such aloha that if it's the other of a Baldin to deprive another Baldin of certain rights. So it's considered as if that beyond they had already been actualized. Because then you could say, Rechiseda. But only if the Meche originally had this idea. And now because of the Mechire. So that right was lost, but in the case of Chados and Kehavo, so while the Sodis won the possession of the Mochim had this idea. Now the Rekeach lost that right because he's the only one. So there is a Mumanev Sheach. And we say, since it's your day to restore back to the original position, so it's considered as if he already did it. Masha'im came, where originally the Mochim didn't have a vested right. So Mele, we couldn't apply the Aloha of Yom. Well, that's a very simple thing. Abu Hobi Muslim of Hadosh Kiachar Madin of Abu, the Muslim of Shiva, so Yochla, Kiadi, Al Mikhawasi, who you came to Shabon Yon, who you hold in Makil, Abu Hadosh Kiadalet, Yochla Imale, Madhane Shnorma Marai, Ushusa Boa Yode, who Yochla Kie, who are meeting the Shuse, Shahoyo Kitim Shabon, you answer this word. You hold the comma between the family will come, Mohale Echo, the people of Yon of Kiacho, he will see these ladies and boys. So in other words, so we see that there is no machlekes, and here there is a machlekes between Admei and the Rabbonon. So only the Rabbonon say Shaskes. But Admin is really can the whole concept of Shaskes. But in the Gemara Balukame, it doesn't seem that there is a Machlekes Tanoim and that in the Shaskes. So Teisa says, no, there is a difference between the case in Balukame and the case here. The Horsom Wesley Singer is down there. The government is a Boyes. Olochem in Horsom. The Motsom Matran is Tolim Mori. Olochem in Kips Singer is down there. Similarly, the Amin Matran is Tolim Mori. So Teisa says, there is a difference. When is Admin Chile, in the case of the Marvel Kame, Admin also agrees that we say Shasis. And we apply the law of Mamochel Shemishemi Koskosha Tavu Yodin. Mashem came. Why? Because in the Marvel Kame, so when the Nizek is given, whether the Nizek is given from Zibuyas or Zibuyas or Zibuyas, is actually given the same thing. He doesn't sustain the loss. If he's given from Zibuyas, then he's given. Quantitatively speaking, a larger size of the Zibuyas, and if he's given Famidias, he's given, quantitatively speaking, a smaller size of Zibuyas. But the smaller size of Zibuyas has the value of $1,000, let's say, in the damage of the music sustained is $1,000, and the larger size of the Goyas also has a value. So he really doesn't sustain any monetary damage, any monetary loss. But people like a smaller size of EDS more than the larger size of the Goyas. But monetarily speaking, he doesn't sustain a loss. So since he doesn't sustain any real monetary laws, so then Ibn Admin applies the principle of Ishaskis. In this case, so as a result of Ishaskis, he'll sustain laws. In other words, the Khmidi sustains laws. He has to pay, he might have to pay 10,000 zoos to the Khitaini. Whether it's 10,000 zoos or 100 zoos or 10 zoos or 1 zoo, it doesn't make any difference. He sustains actual laws. So where a certain party, a Baldobo, sustains actual monetary laws, then Adam says, we don't apply the principles. That's what it is. Also, Messrs. Tzivri Gamle, the Gomu Ziburias, Ulochemede also, the Mots of Madame Stolen Marae, Ulochemede Tzivri Gamle, Sviru Yamri Adra Stolen Marae, Bodhi Poli, Kriochen, Zochen Ami, Moche, who had been the Malchim Motsipot, come to it to taste a shite in Bolo County. That might be an ability, so we lose the Kapoor, that we Zochen did not take a Vigis anymore. The Hashi Kirsti Shop, that we Zochen Kapoor. Ah, we Malchim, Michal, and Gilin Abelis. Die haben wir mal keine Story für so Morgen, was haben wir gesagt da? Aber wir sollen keine diese Beine. Und wir müssen nicht mehr, haben wir gesagt da. Wir sind nicht so, dass ich schon einmal mein Kind in der Zibur ist, sehen wir gesagt da. Und auf mir sehen, die Bracht eine Leckl auf die Jesu und Masche Gide. Die Moje Kula müssen sie dabei und geschehen. Und ich sehe, Schabri hat sich mit Konisch kann. In Zayes, Zayes, die Esel in der Boch, der hast du mal wie ach, war mir schon in Marzirle. Du in Maschma, kann auch was ich kann. So tätst du es, der Rosh ist die Kasche. Against this Rashi, the Rosh Mekam, he says that even according to Rashi's own shiur in Bobakame, so the Rashi, so this is still difficult. And the Rosh seems to be very understandable. This Tesis is difficult. Why does Tesis say, Ufizeh Shapir Hutzavut Forest? In other words, Tesis is saying the fact that the Rashi here is not difficult. That the Rashi here is in conformity to Rashi Shita Melkam. No! The Rosh points out, no! It is not in conformity to Rashi Shita Melkam. Because Rashi Shita Melkam, Rashi does say in Melkam, vis-a-vis the Nizek, that the Rikeach has to offer an inducement, a benefit. Because if he doesn't offer a benefit, then we couldn't apply the aloha of Mamocha Vishal Sheikos Kushitolo Yode. Because Mamocha Vishal Sheikos Kushitolo Yode only implies that the Rekeach can acquire all the vested rights that the Mecher originally had. But here, the Mecher actually, originally, never had such a right to give the boys. It's only the Mecher only has a potential right to give the boys, a potential right. Not an actual life, and he never possessed an actual life, the Mechir. That's why Rashi says he has to supply and induce. Masha'ikin in this case, where the four Mochrim had an actual life at one time until they sold it to Zvun. So they actually had a vested right to be Matre. So then, according to Rashi, she came to the castle. So this thesis is very difficult. As the white thesis says, Ufizeh Shabri Hutzakul Forish Kani Tzayis Ve Ezel Yitabok De Hashde Marviyah La Meshin Marzirle Lu En Mashta Kao Lo Shikach. But Yisraeli Kan Rashi Shite In Bobakame. That's why Yisraeli Kan Rashi Shite here. But thesis agrees with Rashi. Once we accept Rashi Shite in Bobakame, so then we have to say what Rashi says here, that we have to resort to a four settlement. We have to resort to a four settlement. But the Rosh is massive on this Rashi. And the Rosh says, without discussing whether Rashi is right in Shita Melkam, assuming that Rashi is right in Shitam Borakai, that vis-a-vis Nizek, we have to resort to a forced settlement idea. But here we don't have to resort to a forced settlement idea, because here it's analogous to Ksuvas Yishon, and it seems that what the horse says is in opposition. So why does Rashi resort here to the forced settlement idea? According to Rashi, there are two types of ishaskes. One ishaskes vis-a-vis Ksuvas Yishon, there it's not based upon the idea of the forced settlement of Tzedek 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 Achas Yidah Yishon, but there it's based upon the concept of Mabok Hadishon Sheni calls Hushet over Yod. And then there is another type of Ishastis that is based upon the four settlement idea. So here the horse says, here we don't have to resort to the four settlement idea. Here we could say Ishastis on the basis of Mabok Hadishon Sheni calls Hushet over Yod. So what is Rashi's take? And what is Rashi's take? Teisves is chelik on Rashi, because Teisves disagrees with Rashi's shitei bovakame. But because Teisves shitei is that there is a concept of ishaskes based upon Ramoch Adishon Seiko Shvishno Yode, even in regard to a right that the Mechia never actually possessed, as long as he potentially possesses. So if the Mecher potentially has a certain right, so the Rekeach requires the potential vested rights of the Mecher. That's the reason as to why Tasteless is Masik on Rashi. But if Tasteless had agreed with Rashi Shite Morakame, then Tasteless agrees with Rashi Shite here, that here we have to resort to the four settlement idea. Why? What the Rosh says seems to be another question. But we have to say there is one difference between Ksuvas Yishon in Murakame and the case here. Because by Ksuvas Yishon in Murakame, so originally the Mechir had the right, the Mechir, that means Ba'al, the Mechir had the right to pay his divorced wife with Zibulis. So in Mele, we can say Ishaskes on the basis of Mamu HaKadosh Hashem Kos Hushbu Yodei, since the Rikeach is now able to invest the Mele with the original vested rights, that at one time, before the Mele started to dispose of his own, possessed, so the Rikeach acquires these rights now. Now too, Mashiachim here, it's true that before the four sodas were sold by Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochar, to Zvulun, so then each one of the four mochrim, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochar, had the right to be matre. But according to Rashi, it wasn't just the right that Shimon had. Why was he able to be matre? Because Hamitzim Chaver Lomarai. So Shimon could say, you want the right of way, my son. Can you prove that you had the right of way, my son? You can prove. You can only say, you can only claim with the utmost certainty that you had the right of way via one of the four sons. But you can prove that you had the right of way via this other. So he could be matri. So it's not that the Mecher had invested right in the case of Bavakame. So while the Sodeis were all in the possession of Ruvei, so Ruvei could tell his wife, his divorced wife, you take 4 years because that's my right. I don't have to give you anything better than the boys. So the Mecher will say, Mabachalishmishemi. But here, the Mecher, Shimon never had invested right to refuse him a right of way. He was only able to say, Hamitzim Chaver Olrai, you want a right of way? I can't give it to you. I don't have to give it to you. Do you have any proof? Do I know that you have a right of way in this Sunday? Maybe you right of way in this Sunday. Why should I suffer? Why should I be the victim? pleasure. So it's not that Reuven was had the best. I mean, the Chimer, maybe Reuven Yisochar had the best. The Mochin never had the best, but they were able to push him off anyway. And the base are made to have a high. Some may they cannot say Mamocha Mishnah Shiri was with the other. Mashinke, in the case of Mokame. So the Baal, while the Sotis, originally, while all the Sotis, the Indians, the Bindis, the Furias were in possession of moving the Baal, so he had the best reply to tell his wife, you can only take from the Sotis the boys. So Miro can apply the Aloche of Mamochan Mishon Shiros. That's why Rashi says that here we have to resort to the four settlement ideas. Okay, I'll tell you. I don't want to say anything more because it might be too much. And if you didn't go over the sugya in the Yevamos very well, even if you did, but it won't harm you if you go over the Gemara in the Yevamos again and the Gemara in Bcheves Daf Mem Ches. And then on Tuesday, I hope that we finish the whole sugya of the Shaskes and we should go over the Rosh in Bobakame and the Baramoyer and the Ramban. There's a machlokes v'sheilin as to whether the aloche, whether there is an equation between the seimim and the kuches, a very basic machlokes, and then we should also go ahead with the more further up to the more of Omar Rove, Rubin Shemoch HaKosu Bishop. But you have to learn here, and I'm very upset.
Shir, Tuesday, December 7th, second Shir of Hashaskis.
Let's see, there are two brothers, Rubin and Shimon. So, Rubin died, he was not survived by any children. So, Rubin's wife, so he's cooking with him. So, Shimon has to be Yavner. If he doesn't want to be Yavner, he has to be Rachmanis. So, the aloha is that if Rubin dies, so Shimon has to, suppose he wants to be Yavner. He has to wait 3 months, 90 days, because he should be Yavner immediately upon the death of Reuven. Maybe she will have a child, and then we won't know whether the child was from the first husband, from Reuven, and he's been tested, or sometimes he might be born in 7 months. Ben Zayin Lach and Shimon. Now, suppose she was with Maris, and he's Miyamra, and then she gives birth to a child. So Mimele, if like Ishmael is Galia, that it was she conceived from the first husband, and the child that is born is Ben Tesla Ishain, so that means he was able to say Shisach, and he's a chorus. So what do you want to meet? So because of that, the halacha is that she has to wait 90 days. Even if she knows, and it's determined, let's say doctor made a test, and it's determined she is not with others. But that's the takonas chava. Now, but here the Gemara discusses a situation where he didn't take kiddin. Reuven died, and Shimon was the Yavni's wife immediately. And then, at the end of 9 months, so she gave birth to a child. So we don't know whether the child was conceived from, was she conceived the child from Reuven. If she conceived the child from Reuven, so that means that he was Eivea, we were both Eivea and Yisrael Elvo, Eivea, or she conceived from Shimon. So the child, so this is what it says. Sofik Miyop, in other words, that is reference to a case where Reuven died and Shimon, the brother, immediately was in the Yavam Reuven's wife, and then at the end of 9 months, so she gave birth to a child, so that child is called Sofik. We don't know whether he's the so-called Yavam's son or he's the Mes son. So Sofik Miyop. Now the halacha is that if a Yavam is Miyabe, Eish Esochi, so he yarshens the nechosim of the mess, of Yochim Bamez. So Sofi Griyobim Shebo Lachoy Dinir Sinitsa. Let's say the estate of the mess of Ruvain is $10,000. So then the Sofik grew up already, and then they are coming now after years, so they are coming to distribute the estate. So they have a litigation. So the it's not that he knows, but he presents the timing because that is to his advantage. So he says, possibly that I am the son of the deceased. Mimele, you are Ivea. And he said, Ishisach. So I'm the son, I'm the Eirish. So all the $10,000 goes to me. No. It might be that you are a Ben Zayed. Mishaymi, to me. So you are my son. So Mimele, I was really the Miyab. So Mimele, I am entitled to Yarshim. The Nechosim of my father, the Yom Meimarad Broyevi Diyat, the less lawful immediate, the Mirz. So, in other words, each one is staying Tani Shema, because no one knows, but each one is staying Tani Shema. So, have a moment Amutu Misofi, a moment Amutu Misofi Chil. Even though there is a machlekin between Rabbonin and Tzumchas, is whether we say, Moment Amutu Misofi Chil, and not Tzumchas is the one who says, Moment Amutu Misofi Chil. But the Rabbonin say, no, Amitz Mechavir Lavarai. And most Mishenim pass like the Rabbanon. The Rashbam in Borobaska passes like Sukkot. So why does Gemara pass here? The answer is, when are the Rabbanon Chilkan Sumches in the case where there is a Mosek or the Cholapaches in Borei Kamen? So Sumches says, even if there is a Mosek, even though there is a Borei Kamen, but since there is a Dron at the moment, we wait at the same use of the best. So the Mele is Chilkin, we don't go for some Mosek. And the Rabbanon say, no, we go for something. Even in the case of Dror the Momene, who are believed that he said, he is something with this. Mashinkin here, neither party is any more Mosek than the other party. I mean, so the male, they are both equal. No one is a Mosek in the Chosin any more than the other. The question is whether the so-called Sofik is the son of the deceased, the son of Ruvain, or is the son of Shimon. So neither party is a Mosek any more than the other. So Mimele, even the Rabbanon agree that we, in such a case where there is no one any more Mosek than the other, so it's more Amut Musaf Chalukim. So in other words, so the Sofi gets, the so-called Sofi gets 5,000 of the Mess estate and the Yovel gets 5,000. Alright. Then the Gemara says, Ribos Adipol. We'll skip a certain lies in the Gemara, that's not the deal. Ribos Adipol with Yovel. So, Sophie of the Yovel, Shebo, Lachle, Vinichse Yovel. Ribos Adipol with Yovel, Vinichse Misne. So, in other words, so they had this litigation and best to pass through. The Sofi gets half of the estate of Ruvain and the Yovel gets half. So the Sofi gets 5,000 and the Yovel gets 5,000. But then years later, so the Yovel died. And the Yovel has certain sons that are Vadai sons. In regard to this topic, we don't know whether it's a Bentesla Rishon or Benzayin Lachem. So, possibly that this topic is also his son of Yom, but possibly not. But the Yom had other sons. And then, years later, the Yom died. And they had already, before the Yom died, so there was a distribution of the estate of the mess. And Bezin passed that the topic gets 5,000. Of the out of the 10,000 estate of the mess and Shimon, the Yom gets 5,000. 10 years later, the Yom died, and the Yom left him in bigger estate. Let's say doesn't make any difference because let's say the Yom left an estate of $50,000. So then now there is a new litigation in Bez, a new in talk. So some people may yom b'shem olach or yirsi yom. Libos had the point yom yirsi yisne. Bnei yom mamre. So they say. So now the sofik, the so-called sofik, there is a $50,000 estate. So he comes to Beis Din and he says, it's possible that I am one of the sons of the yom. So mele, I should get the same chelik. The same chelik as they. Suppose, let's say, there is just, to make it simpler, the example. So let's say there is one son of the yom, and there is a $50,000 estate. So the sofik comes to Beis Din and he says, there is a possibility that I'm also a son of the yom. I am in Ben Zaylachet. So Mimele, there is one son, so let him get 25,000, and I'll get 25,000. So Libosa, the Polikom of Mislim, Neyav Mamre, Aisaraye, so that son of the yom, who is Badai son of the yom, says to him, no, you can't get a penny, because I'm his son. I'm definitely his son. But how do we know that you are his son? You might be the son of Ruvei. You might be his son. You might be his son of my uncle Ruvei. So Mimele, Aisa Ameitzim Chavir of Araye. Aisa Araye da Chunatush Keir. And until we introduce evidence that you are my brother, you can take a penny from my father's estate. Amar Sofik, so the Sofik says, Monefshai, you remember that only 3 years ago, so I got 5,000 out of Reuben's estate, and your father got 5,000. So if I am your brother, so hopefully Monte Badaichem. So if I am your brother, so then I want 25,000 out of your father's estate. But that I cannot prove. But Vibamis Nano, Hobulu Paulge the Paul Dabu Kabagoy. So in other words, so Mimonevchek, he claims from the son of the Yobu that he should get the lesser. Whatever the lesser is. In the example I mentioned, so the lesser happens to be the 5,000 that the Chime got in the distribution of Ruben's estate. So that's the lesser. Suppose it's the other way around, so then he'll get that, a half of this estate. So in other words, so it seems that the Sofi has a very strong title. He's bo machmashnei titles. Actually, he's bo machmashnei titles, the Sofi. He doesn't know whether he's entitled to $25,000 as a son of the Yom, or he's entitled to be refunded the 5,000 that in the first distribution, so the Yom took. But one of the two is certainly true. But since it's a mitzvah chavir of araye, so he cannot demand the larger sum of money. He cannot demand the 25,000. But the lesser sum of money, he certainly can demand on the basis of monetary. So it's on the basis, he's bo machmashnei times on the basis of the money. So monetary, yach yichanano hovli mutu badayche, yivamisnano hovli paul bilipol tabuchem badayche. So how does it seem? The Gemara didn't discuss it. How would one say? The Gemara didn't discuss it. We would say he's certainly entitled to 5,000. The monetary. That's not his sofi. Either he's entitled to 25,000. If Rabishmai is Galia, that he is even Zayin Lache, so then he is a son of the Yom, so he's entitled to 25,000. And the 5,000 that the Yom got does not have to be refunded to him. Does not have to be. And on the contrary, then he would have to refund. Then he would have to refund the 5,000 that he took 2 years ago in Rame. But he'll get 25,000. So he'll refund 5,000. He'll still have 20,000. Or he's entitled to a refund of the 5,000 that the Yom took. So that's how it seems. still, Rabbi says, Rabbi Omar Rav, Kumdi. Rabbi says, and that's the way you pass it, that the Sofik is entitled to Naira. He cannot demand half of the estate of the Yovim. Of the Yovim, because I'm Yitzchak Halil Arai. See, Ein Sofik makes me the Vadai. The son, the Vadai son of the Yovim. So he's a Vadai. He's a Sofik. Maybe he's a son of the Yovim. Maybe Rabbi Shmaya is Galia, that the so-called Sofik, let's say his name is Levi, that the so-called Sofik is the son of Ruvain, and Shimon lived in sin with Levi's mother all the time. He was constantly even in his accords of Ishesach Shaloi Bimoke Mitzvah, but he was entitled if Rabbi Shmaya is Galia is a Bensayin to the Tesla Vishay. Or if Rabbi Shmaya is Galia that he was a Bensayin Lache, so the $10,000 should have gone to Shine. But there's the Aloha Mom Namutum Sam Felkin, there's the Aloha. So the deal was set that 5,000 goes to Levi, the Sofik, and 5,000 goes to Shimon to the Yom. So the Mele, he acquires sins at that time. So the halacha was Bezdin had to pass in that. It's not that Bezdin made a mistake. Bezdin didn't make a mistake. That's the way Bezdin had to pass on the basis of the halacha of Mamre Amutim of Chelkin. So the Mele, he became a violin of that 5,000 Biterasvach. So Shimon became a violin of that 5,000 Biterasvach. So even though the situation when Yom dies and then there is another liquidation, so the circumstances change, and now there is a Vada that is entitled to the lesser to $5,000 as a case of monetary. But since the aloha was that Mom Namut is of Chelkin and Bezdin passed in that way, so Mele became a Bailim of that 5,000. He became a Bailim of that 5,000. So now he cannot say Mimonev Sheikh. Because the son of Shimon can tell him, you want half of the estate of my father? No. Prove. You have to introduce, you have to produce Aidim, who testify that you are a son of my father. I know that everybody knows that I am a son. But how do we know that you are a son? But then you say, Monev Sheikh, if I'm not a son of Shimon, so I am a son of Reuven, so then I should get $5,000 back. No, you can't get a $5,000 back. Because my father, at that time, Al Pidin, had to get the $5,000 and became the Bailim Tesvara. Even though it was founded in Isofik, but because there was Isofik at that time, so Mele, he became a Bailim Tesvara. Completely. So, yes. Yes, so. I mean, as far as the New Yorkish is concerned, so in Sofit makes him in Nevada.
But the same way we said that
he... Then we don't say Momer Nabu to be Sofit Chelkin. Because there is aloche of in Sofit makes him in Nevada. In other words, the other son, let's say, Yehude, who is Vadai son of Shimon. So he is a Vadai. And Levi is a Sofit son of Shimon. So in Sofit makes him in Nevada. You cannot apply the aloche of Momer Nabu to be Sofit Chelkin. What? The first case, so either one. No, so what is Vadayach? A Vadayach doesn't Yarsh. Only Yom, a Yam Yarsh. An Ach doesn't Yarsh. An Ach doesn't Yarsh. If there is a father, first of all, even if there is no son, but there is a father, so the father Yarsh. Not the brother. And if there is no father, if there is no father and there is no son, so then he yarshes as a brother. But suppose there are many brothers, so only the miyam yarshes. All right. So Ababe says company. So in other words, so the Sophie cannot collect anything, not a penny, even though he really is mistreated, you could say. No, he's not mistreated, because there is a lot of komdine. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Hodav. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says no, even though originally we said that he becomes a violin over the $5,000 with his father, because at that time there was no Mimonev Sheikh. But now the circumstances change as a result of the death of the Yom, so there is a Mimonev Sheikh. So we upset the original decision by Bez. We upset the original decision by Bez. Alright, hold it. So Leime, and we pass him like Chavabe, the Kompi. Leime, we took the Adme, the Rabbon of the Mikro. Now, me, Shorach, me, yes, I am. We all go there, so they do. Adme, we may live with their Torah. If Tila, big Torah, of Chachamim, for the Adme, a mono, you have Abbe here. Babi, the Rabbon, Shabbe, from Adme. After all, me, money, share. Vi am rab yud am rab och mas kin dis ni fab om yon babo i och he mai kan da ad me so there is no man ja vi am rab be babo dos ki hab ro babo dos ki khan klang ki du bat mat khale there is no man ki ki ge khad dos ki hab ro Admisova, as far as the present occupant of the form, so the Skitinius is concerned. So there is in the Monavsha. Admisova Motza, Omar Mikol Mokim in Monavsha Daki Gabach. Upon his Sabre, Omar Shaski Shaskis, Omar Stolom Rai, Yom Made, Lay Mirabambi Yoma, Kiragono. So Rabbah says from the so he agrees with Rabbonon. So but they are two, even though under the present circumstances. When one person, when Zvul, the example I mentioned late for yesterday, when Zvul purchased the four Sodis Akitanias from Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, so now under the present circumstances, the Zvul is the occupant, the occupant, and the owner of all the four Sodis Akitanias. So, on the basis of the present facts, so there is a remark. But originally, while the occupants and the owners of the force of the Sagittarius were similarly Yisachar, so at that time, each one had invested, had the right. Let's not say invested right, but it's not so important, it's invested right. But he had the right to be matched. So Shimon had the right to be Matre, Ruvain, and Shimon could say, how do I know that the right of way, you have been in Australia for a number of years, how do I know that your right of way was via my field, maybe it was via Levi's field, Yehuda's field, Yisachar's field, and anyone can retain. So at that time, if they came to best, at that time. Now, the Aloha of Kondine does not depend that upon an actual decision by them. Even if there was no, let's say, in the case of Sofer Yom, suppose for some reason the actual distribution did not take place in the lifetime of the Yom. It did not take place. So it would still, our father would still say Kondin, I mean the Rishayim say it, because it doesn't depend upon the actual decision. The fact, had there been a litigation, what would best pass? Definitely that the Sofi gets 5,000 head and the Yom gets 5,000. So even though actually there was no decision by Bezin, so that means that the deal was already determined that he is entitled, he had a right to 5,000, that Shimon had a right to 5,000, had a vested right to 5,000, even if he didn't collect the 5,000. That doesn't matter. So here too, suppose he would have come a year earlier, before the four sodings were sold to Zvulun. So then what would best pass? That Huvei, the Bala Sodapini, cannot enforce against the consent of the occupants of the Sodis Akitanias a right of way. So Mimele, so the deed was determined whether there was an actual Psak Din by Bezin or not. But suppose it had been presented before Bezin. Bezin would have passed there vis-a-vis the four owners of the Sodis Akitanias that he cannot enforce it right away. So Mimele, that means this is how his rights were determined then. And you cannot change the rights of the parties that was already determined of the deal in the previous time. He said, so that's why Rababe, so Rababe says, Kirabono, even though according from the point of view of the present fact, he has a money share, but in other words, the rights, the vested rights that are determined at one time, so cannot be changed. Because the fact changed, because the circumstances. Yom Ye, who says, Hodovine. So he says, Gadme, true, that as of the time when there were four owners in the Sodis Akitanias, so then the Bala Pnimi had no right of way. But now, he has to be invested with the right of way, because the fact changed. So In other words, you cannot upset the determination of the rights of the heart just because the facts change. You cannot upset it. So it's only over. So it's only in the case of Sofik Miyom, because in the case of Sofik Miyom, so Rabbi Amrafiu Kadmi, Rabbi Yom Kadmi, Rabbi Amrafiu Kadmi. So Afiu Kadmi. So the reason is why Rabbi Admin says that the rights of the parents, the rights can be changed, the rights of the being upon the Admin can be changed, even though, let's say, before, a year before, when they were form owners of Sovisketini. So then the Balapini, the Basodapini had no right of way. Now it can be, his rights is changed, and he acquires a right of way. So it's because there is a monarchy, and the monarchy is based upon one time. So Rashi explained it, but here there is also Mimonashiach. But here the Mimonashiach is based upon two separate times. So if the Mimonashiach is grounded in one time, so I have it right away in one of the four subjects. You don't know which, but give me the name. Give me the smallest way. So it's based on one time. Mashenke, in the case of Sofik Miyom, so the Mimonefsheach is based upon two separate times. In other words, I'm entitled to at least $5,000 on the basis of one of two rights. Either on the basis of the right, because I'm Yerish, an equal Yerish over an estate of 50,000, or I was the total Yerish over the other estate of 10,000. So in other words, it's grounded in two separate rights. The Mimonefsheach emanates from two possible separate rights. So in such a case, we do not say Hodabine. We say Hodabine when the Mimonefsheach emanates from one right, but not if the Mimonefsheach emanates from two possible separate rights. Avloch and Nitonim Aroch, the Rabbi Yomie, he says, Hodabine, in the case of Sofik Miyom, he says, Omoloch, I know the Amra Afil Rabbonon, at Kamri Kamri Rabbonon Hoson. So I say Hodabine. In other words, even though the right of the party was determined in a certain way at one time, but if the fact changed, so then that right is upset. So the original decision by Beis Din doesn't mean that the actual decision. I mean the original right that became vested in a certain person because of the halacha that existed previously, so can be upset if there is a change in the facts, in the circumstances. I'm not Am Rabbi Rabbon. I'm Rabbon Hoson. So there it's because it's based upon the concept of not because we say Yoda Dine, but because of the aloha of Mamoch Vishnu Shiva Yode. Here there is no scoops of Mamoch Vishnu Shiva. So you just, and so he says, so Mimele. Rabbi Yirmiye can even record with Rabbon. Alright. Now that's the Gemara in the box. Now we have to go in order to understand the Rosh and the Maamoye and the Ramban. We have to know very well the Gemara in Amzot. The Mishnah says, "Nam zochim lach menches on the veins." And zochim shomer biyis valchei the veins, which is lasisha b'zibuoyes. Then the Mishnah says, "In froyim mechosim shibod mokim shibod mechos mecherim, va'afilo in zibuoyes. In froyim mechsi yisemel nad zibuoyes." A number of takonis, and all these takonis are based upon the concept of mechitim. That means the takonis are all of them. So that means, and it appears from the Gemara, then the Tikkun Eilam, even though it's mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, but it relates So all the dinim mentioned in Mishnah, even the aloche or afanzokim shomer beinis, is also based upon tikkunei. So the Gemara says, is it rising? So the Gemara gives a teret that the Mishnah calls it Rishim. So he's there with time in the hall. So is the rising? He just stayed with the family shouting, but the Raisi itself, according to Rav Shimon, is based upon Tikkun Eilam. Alright? So in other words, the Tikkun Eilam in respect to Azot Yisham Midias is a Raisi like a Tikkun Eilam. It's not a Rabbonim like a Tikkun Eilam. Alright. Then Rav Yehuda gives another parents. So that's Rabbinah's parents. In a matter, that's Rabbinah's parents. That the Mishneh called with Chabakir, that Bimazik Shani. So then the question is, so it's a Raisa, not Tikkun Eilam, but because the Mishnah holds like Rav Shimon and Dorosh time of the court. So that's the time of the court. That's Rabbinah's text. But before that, the Gemara gives another text, that this Mishnah that says Tikkun Eilam really means it's only the Rabbon that is it collects from the Hebrews. But the Raisa doesn't collect from this. Why? Because this Mishnah called with the view of Rav Shmuel, that the Nizek Shani, and if the Zibui is the Mazik, he's as good as the Nizek, so then with the Isaac, the Nizek collects only from the Zibui of the Mazik, not from the ears of the Mazik. But with the Rabbonon, so even Rabbi Shmuel is made, that with the Rabbonon, so a Nizek is entitled to collect from the ears of the Mazik, even though the Zibui of the Mazik is as good as the ears of the Mazik. That's the first step. And Rabbi's teretz is that it accords with Rabbi Kiveh, that the Mazik Shaminot, and the Tikkun Eilam means the rice thing. Alright, that's one thing. Then, now, among the Takonis, among the Tikkun Eilam mentioned in the Mishneh, so there is a loche of that's one Tikkun Eilam. And then there is another Tikkun Eilam, in Froyim Nechosim Shebodim, Vimokim Sheish Nechosim Nechich. So in respect to the Aloch, the Tikkun Eilam, that in Froyim Nechosim Shebodim, Vimokim Sheish Nechosim, so there seems to be a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rob, whether that applies to a Nizek. So that's how it says, and the Rosh Nagmor is indicates that there is a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rob. Rav Nachman said that Rav Nachman holds that since the Mishnah says in Froy Mirsi say in El Nam Zibuye and the Mishnah doesn't spell out, doesn't put it there in Froy in Balchei Nifra Mirsi say in El Nam Zibuye, the Mishnah says stop, not in Balchei Nifra Mirsi say in El Nam Zibuye, but stop. So that means no matter who the Abid is, whether it's a Balchei or a Nizek, so in Froy Mirsi say in El Nam Zibuye, that even if the Abid is a Nizek, he still cannot collect from the same from Idris, but he has to collect from the boys. In other words, let's say the Mazik died and they left the Chosin and they left Idris, Idris and the boys. Then the Nizek, after the death of the Mazik, so he comes to the children of the Mazik and he says, your father was Mazik me, $1,000 was the damage, I still didn't collect, so I want to collect it from Yom Chosin. So according to Rav Nachman, so the same can say, if our father had been alive, then you would have to pay with Idyas, but since our father is not alive, so we'll pay you from this book. So he says, why? He said, because there is Takonim. In the boy, you see the same in that book. This is what Rav Nachman says, and what Abaye says. Rove is faith. And Rove holds, no. This Takonim of Tikkun Eilam, of in the boy, you see the same in the book, applies only to Balchei. Because Balchei, neither I say, even when he tries to collect from the father, he's only entitled to collect from the boys. But the Chachomim, when he's again, he should be entitled to collect from the Ines. So, he's saying, the Tikkunis Chachamim doesn't apply. Mashein kein vis-a-vis Nizek, where Midraise is entitled to collect from Midyes, so the Chachamim won't be sashim that the Gabi is saying that he shouldn't be able to collect from Midyes. So in other words, a Nizek can collect from the same name also from this. Only Balchei is restricted, and he can only collect from the same name Ziboris, because that's his rights with the highest Balchei, but Ziboris. But Chachom no Misakim Beyonis. So, we got the same name, that Akonis Chachom doesn't apply, which we didn't have. Masheruke, we got the in connection with the Nizek, since with the highest is entitled to collect from the ideas of the Mazik, so even when he collects from the same of the Mazik, he's still allowed to collect from the according to him. Alright. Now, the Gemara says as follows. So, Marazuk, Rabbi Ramachman, Rabbi Ramachman, Shachim, Ari, Yitzah, Sim, Abba, Mishpah, Sim, Shvah, 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 Sim, Balchei did the bainness, whom Yasmin is boyes. Omer Rode, Hoch Ashte, Balchei did the rice of the boyes. Tibiule, Yomarun of Valtevo Balchei did the boyes. Cherbachus Tabe Voyish, Madaki Shoish Lakes Pocket of the Kelly, Umatam or Balchei the bainness, tell it you all. Yasmin, Rabona the rice, Hoche did the name of the rice, Medias, Abu Yasmin and the Medias. So, in other words, according to the Pshat by most Rishayim, Rabbi is chelik an Abaye in the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Abaye says that even Elizer can collect from the same money as Ziboyes, even though the rice is entitled to it could collect Ilyes. And Abaye says there is a good rice, because Balchev also dinner in the rice. So, dinner the bailiffs, whom he asked for Ziboyes, so Rabbi refutes that. And Rabbi says, no, by Balchev, of course the Mishnah says that if Oyim Yersi is saying Elam Naziboyes, because with the Tikkun Eilam. So the Chachomim are misakri to Tikkun Eilam. Why? Because with the Raisi, he's not entitled to anything other than Ziboyes anyway. So it's only the Rabbonon, so mainly Gabi is saying he's not entitled to collect from the Elam Naziboyes. But we say, with the Raisi is entitled to collect from the Ideas of the Mazi, so even from the Yisraelim is entitled to collect from the Ideas. So according to Moses Rishayim, Rabbi Yisrael, according to Ramban and Lohamed, which we see, the Rabbi is not in the Chayim. But Abaye said he has a strong cry to Ramach and Lohamed. So Rabbi said, it's no cry, but he's not Chayim. He says, the cry you don't take. But Rabbi can agree with Ramach, except that he says, there is no cry in Mechrachas from Mohamed. All right. But then more as the Kasha, we love it. But Ton Avram Chuzoy, in the point of the same element as the boy is, but after he is talking, when he's talking, he didn't write, he said, yes. So Avram Chuzoy says in so many words that in the point of the same element as the boy is, after he is talking. So the Gemara says, no, it's no Raya against Rabbe from Avram Chuzoy, because Hochem Ha'asinah on Keshoi, so Ilyas the Nizek is a boy as the Mazi. The Rabbi Shmuel, Tom on the Rais and Nizek Shani, on the Tikkun Eilam Tikkun Rabbonon, with the Mazi, the Gabi Yasme Upinah the Rabbonah the Rais. Mashein ki lekoni the Rabbi Akive, that with the Rais, a Nizek is always entitled to collect from the Ilyas of the Mazi, so then we can say like Rabbi, that even from the same, so a Nizek is entitled to collect from the Ilyas of Nizek. Alright, that's that. Now let's see the Rosh. Paragraph Gil in the Rosh. Anyway, gave a mil short phone up. Oy, I'm a ribom, shimbo kurbasachas, kolaki de mishtar. Kolaki de mishtar. Yigve miachrin tchilo. Benidias ben beine bizibuiz. Vamucha mimenu yei vachot mishlofono. Vamucha yei sage mishlof neufon. Vimanzok in kitlu balchei vachus. Vesi shabachei lu bo libes keachot. Hani zok mikei dini bizibuiz na achrin lap mez dibuiz. U balchei mishlofono vafile libes. Uksuesi shmishlof neufono vafile libes. ואם זו כי יחל לימר אם כמירת הוקחי שכך הוא דין מי שקידם שיבודי צורך ליטבייס תחילו ויוכל ליטבייס על מנחם Because what's the meaning of Madame? The literal meaning of Madame. I turn over the shtar that I received from the Mecher, when the Mecher sold me, the son of the boy, yes, he gave me a shtar. He exited a shtar. So I'll turn over that shtar back to the Mecher. Lav davke, she will marzal a shtar, when he's battle a Mecca, which will say, in which he can a son of the king, or she needs a way a shtar, the yichte will shtar mechir olam, Kniloch iu v'chol shibune. Kedignan v'ter basta li vol basta. Mi shebo v'oma obat shtachevi, avo ki shebo leidim v'omu anachnu kosabnu v'chosamnu, v'nosnonu v'yashtar, en keis. V'amed lo amurim v'shtore alvoye. Avo v'shtore metoch memcha, keis v'chut machai shebo leidim. Shemali lo imer av v'shtore metoch memcha, en keis. So what? So there's a machleiket. Kafon rav shim gamdu. And Gemara says, the machlokes is, and the question is whether AC is nikud in sire, or any AC is nikud in sire. So the Rabbonon of Rav Shin Gamliel holds, any AC is nikud in sire, and Rav Shin Gamliel holds, AC is nikud in sire. So Misha Bogoma Ashtachim, let's say, Ruvein comes and to Bezdin, and he says, I had the promissory note, Ashtachim, that Shimon for $1,000. And because I lent Shimon $1,000, he gave me Ashtachim. But I lost the shtar. I lost the shtar. So of course, Bezdin, and he wants that Bezdin should write, give him another shtar. Of course, Bezdin, that's what I'm saying. Bezdin is not supposed to believe what he says. But the Chiddush is, the Chiddush in the Mishnah of Basra is, that even if he produces a who can collaborate his testimony that Shimon gave him Ruve a shtar for $1,000 because they saw how Ruvein lent Shimon $1,000, and Shimon gave Ruvein a shtar. So they know that what Ruvein says is true. They even collaborate his testimony. So even in such a case, Bezdin cannot give him a shtar, even though the same Edim who signed the original shtar collaborate the testimony of Ruvein, and they are willing to sign him another shtar. So why shouldn't they? After all, we know that Ruvein's testimony is true. Why shouldn't? And the Edim who signed the original shtar are willing to sign another shtar. So it will not prejudice anybody. So still, the halacha is no. And they are ready to execute another shtar, the solar shtar. In case, why? Because it's true, we know that it's true that Ruvein let Shimon $1,000 and Shimon gave him a shtar. But how does Bezdin know that it's true that he lost the shtar? Maybe he's lying. Maybe he has it hidden in a vault, that shtar, in the meantime. So the Edim will give him another shtar and he'll be able to collect twice if he's an unscrupulous person. So the Mele, even though the Edim collaborate the testimony by Ruvein, so this cannot give him another shtar, because there is a possibility that Ruvein is lying, that he didn't lose it, and that he has it, and that he intends to get to collect twice. So because of that, this cannot give him a shtar. So then there is a possibility that Ruvein will, as a result of the other shtar that will be given, will be given an opportunity to perpetrate the fraud and to collect twice from Shimon. But Shtori Mecca, remember? Suppose they even testify, that Shimon sold Ruvein the Sode and gave him the shtar. So, and they didn't testify. So there is no possibility of fraud. So then, Bezdin does tell the Eidim, now you signed the original Shtamukhir, and you know that the Sode was sold by Shimon to Reuven. And so, why don't you sign another Shtam? So then there is no possibility of the fraud being perpetrated in the future by Reuven. So, Avishtonim Mekomemcha, case, Chutz Liachayishim. But, in other words, if let's say, in the original Shtam, Reuven says that in the original Shtam, he was in Kabul, it was written that he was in Kabul Achayis, in case it is taken away by Naharim, so then it will be reversed, so that Achayis is not mentioned in Avishtonim. Avishim Gamliel Eimei, Avishtonim Mekachonem Cham Keis, Gamliel is very kind of Rabbi. And he says, even Shtam Mekachonem Cham is in Keis. Why? So, in Poresh Osom, the base is Nikrid in Sire Komitri. Avishim Gamliel so, Bareis is Nikrid in Sire. Vichashim on Dio Meher, so we are Shtam. Sabre, the base is Nikrid in Sire. Shtam, we must battle Ameka. Now, so from this Gemara it appears, according to the Mandom, ACS Nikudim Sire. Now the basic machlekes between the Mandom Aru says ACS Nikudim Sire and the Mandom Aru says ACS Sire is in respect to Ishtachet. So according to Rebbe, so let's say if Reuven, if Shimon has Ishtachet against Reuven, and Shimon, in other words, so Reuven owes $1,000. To Shimon, and Shimon has that Shtachet, that testifies that Reuven owes him $1,000. Suppose Shimon wants to sell the Shibudim to them. All he has to do, according to Mandom Arifim Yisirei, he tells him, I have a Shtachet, the promissory note against Reuven, and I can collect $1,000. I'm turning it over to you. So you'll stand in my shoes, and you'll be able to collect it from Reuven. If we say ACS, according to the Rabbonon, you say, so suppose Shimon has a shtachim against Reuven for $1,000 and he wants to transfer the shibudi, the chim, to Levi so that Levi should be able to collect the $1,000 from Reuven. So then he cannot transfer the chim that Reuven owes him by simply turning over the promissory note, the piece of paper, to Levi. And so he has to buy the shtar and the kareyani makto lecho es hashtachim sheyesh li al Reuven, and maybe he will sign that. So then he turns over, he ends over both shtars to him. The original shtachim and the shtar aknoya and the shtachim. That's called ksivim. But in Sira alone, it's not me. So the Meir, so then the Gemara also says that According to the Mandona, Asius literally said, so if Reuven, let's say he was matched, he sold it to Shimon, and he gave him a shtar, Reuven is a mecher, and was matched, he sold it to Shimon, and he gave him the shtar. Then, if Shimon will hand over that same shtar to Levi, so Levi will acquire title to the Sodom that the Shimon bought from Reuven without any other kinyan. And though Gemara also says in this Gemara, in other Gemaras, that according to Mandoma, Asius literally Lucira, if Reuven sold his Sodom to Shimon and gave him a shtar, then Shimon turns over the same shtar back to Reuven. So the Mekach is bottle in Afrei. The Mekach is bottle in Afrei. Why should we bottle in Afrei? Why should we bottle in Afrei? So it appears from this Gemara that the whole Aloha, the Mandoma, says, Eisi is Mithil Bitsirei. So basically it implies now, when Reuven, let's say, when Reuven is Mecher is son of Hashem. And he gives him a shtah. So the shtah testifies, in effect, that Reuven sold, he saw the son number one to Shimon. So it's a shtarayim. So in other words, it's a rayim, it's mivare. So it's mivare of the Shimon, who is the king of Hashem. So that the Sodeh belongs to him. Even though we know that the Morikame was Reuven, but now since Shimon holds the shtar, so the shtar testifies in effect that the holder of the tapis of the shtar, he is the owner of the son. So in other words, the shtar testifies as to the one who holds the shtar. So the Mandor Maru says, Asius did Sire, even though in the shtar it's mentioned, Reuven sold the sode to Shimon, and then Shimon wants Levi that he should acquire title to the sode. The shtar doesn't say think about the relationship between Reuven and Levi. The shtar only testifies as to the relationship between Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven transferred the sode to Shimon. The shtar doesn't say that Reuven transferred, that Reuven or Shimon transferred the sode to Levi. Levi's name is not mentioned in the shtar. So Madoma, who says ACS Lucira, in view of the fact that the whole Raya of Shtoris is based upon the fact that there is a Kedis Ashtar, there is a Baal Ashtar who holds the Shtar, so in Mele, if the Baal Ashtar turns over the Shtar to another party, so the same Haggadah that originally the Shtar purported to say as between Reuven and Shimon is now saying as between Shimon and Levi. If we say ACS between Shimon, some Melech, that's why we, according to Rebbe and Rashi Gamliel, who says ACS between Shimon, if Shimon has a promissory note on $1,000 against Reuven, and then he wants to transfer the $1,000 debt that Reuven owes him, Shimon, to Levi, all he has to do, turn over the shtar. So then Levi becomes the abuyi of the $1,000 debt. Because why ACS did you see it? In other words, because the same shtar that originally testified that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 is now testifying that Reuven owes Levi $1,000. That's how he acquires title to it. And the Melech, the same thing is true of his shtar Mechila too. Suppose Reuven sold Shimon a sode and he executed the shtar, then Levi wants to transfer the sode, Shimon wants to transfer the sode to Levi, all he has to do, according to Mandomar, is to turn over the shtar. He doesn't have to execute the shtar on the shtar, but just to turn over the shtar. So Melee, if we say Yisrael, so it means that the same shtar that originally purported to testify as to the relationship between Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven sold the sode to Shimon, now when it's turned over by Shimon to Levi, purports to testify that Shimon sold the sode to Levi. But Levi's name is not even mentioned. The answer is he holds it. So in other words, it's transferable. The Ryan is transferable. Can be negotiated. That's the pshat Nasius to be said. Since the Ryan can be transferred, can be negotiated, can circulate, can be negotiated. So mainly it affects the kinyan also. The best writing is that the Gemara says, according to Mandoma, that ACS Nikim and Sire, if Ruben, let's say, is top Shimon Beis, so they saw the number one to Shimon acquired title, then in this top Shimon Gimel, so Shimon decides to give back the same shtar to Reuven. So then, Mora says, so the Mekach is bottled retroactively. How is it bottled retroactively? If Asiyas Nisire only means that it constitutes a change of title, so why should the Mekach be bottled retroactively? As if the Sode had never pass, as if title to the Sode had never passed from Reuven to Shimon. But indeed passed for half a year. Who had possession Now he turned over the staff, so it should be a mikan lahabe, a transfer of title. No, from the Gemara to Pirus and the Rishonim say it explicitly that it's mivate according to Mandoma that the ACS speaks in the Sirek. If Ruben Yisi Top Shimon Beis, was Makne, Sodi number one to Shimon and gave Shimon a star, then Gishta Top Shimon Gimel. Shimon decides to give back the same star to Ruben. From whom he received that, so it invalidates the sale retroactively. Why does it invalidate retroactively? Let's say that the turning over of the shtar is a deal. So it should constitute a change, a transfer of title, mikan lahabe, not retroactively. The answer is the basic aloche of ACS Lictis Lucira means that the shtar that on its face purports to testify as to a sale between Reuben and Shimon and doesn't mention Levi's name altogether, but if Shimon, who is mentioned as the recipient of the shtar in the shtar itself, turns it over midaite to Levi, then the same shtar that up to now testified testified that Shimon is the owner of the sode, now that he turns it back to Reuben, as in effect that Reuben is the owner of the sode, and he testifies in effect that Reuben has been the owner of the sode all the time. So the mail is invalidated. Anyway, this is mentioned in the Gemara Rishonim explicitly, and it appears from the Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out, that according to Mandoma, ACS Mitzvah with Sirek, so then if the Rikea of the sode restores the shtar back to the Meicheya, then it invalidates the Mekach L'Matneya, not Mekaluha. Now, so this is what the voice says. Yoma will shakwis with Naya shakwis. We will not finish the morning in the morning. Hold the Koma Madrina Lab that Kishimo in Mazloya Shtar. When his battle and make a mission say, in which he is now so in the key and which he is the last star, he is the Shtar with Hirolo, he will kill you because he would like the Rabbonon of Rabshim Damir. He comes to his Basel or Basne, Mishoma Roma, Mishaboma Roma Shtaki, the Abbot Mishaboy. אבל כפי שבועדים ואומר אנחנו פסמנו פסמנו את תנוי השטר אין קייס במדוע אמורים שטור על בויה ושטור מקום לך קייס וכם החי שלי רב שם גם לי רימה ושטור מקום ממך אין קייס ומפור שעושה בייסידיק מסירה כמי פגיע רב שם גם לי יוצאו אחרי סייסידיק מסירה וחשיב אותי אומר זו היה שטר רבו לצב ומייסידיק מסירה ואנחנו נדע בו השטר ומזבט לו המקה וכאן הוא אין איסיק מסירה so memela he doesn't mean madrone that ke madrone because that will invalidate the mecca limafreya Imachreya. Of course, if we say that Madrane means it will Madrane turn over the shtar of the Zibuyas back to the Meicheya, Yehuda says to the Nizek, I will turn over the shtar back to the Meicheya, so that means that is Mevatel, the Mekach L'Mafreya. So then it's retroactively determined that the Meicheya, who is the Mazik, always had title in the Zibuyas. Always had title in the Zibuyas. And who has title to Yedaliyeya? So in Freud Hosin Shibotin Mofikios and Hosna Hain, then the Ishaskes is very understandable. I mean, it's understandable as it is also. But if we say that Madrame Shtore Limore means that the Gimore accords with the Shita of